This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Are you ready this morning?
Yes.
Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, though he be dead. When I preach, I move around. But they said this morning, there's no light there, so I should stay here. When the Lord is expanding, you may some men not restrict you. So I have to stay on the stage. As a young boy, I used to look at this stage from afar. We thank God for Dr. Bakke and the opportunity to be here today. Hallelujah. For those who are watching and those who are here, I might not take much time, but I want to share something very deep with us along the line that we've been talking before. No matter what in life, understanding is very powerful. And where I want to go this morning is the fact that when the unexpected happens, we know that God will do the unusual. But the unusual that God will do depends on what you say and your reaction to the unexpected. And I want to say the fact that why people sorrow and feel bad about something is lack of in-depth understanding of resurrection. From the time that Jesus died and he rose again, he came to prove one point, that no matter what, dead things can come back to life. And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15, which you might go to that this week or next week, that God gives it a body as he feels. They say, how do they resurrect? The Bible says that God gives it a body as he feels. In other words, it might not be... I'm getting ahead of myself. I can just say it. Its resurrection is not... It will not always happen the way you want it to happen. But there is a guarantee that if you believe in resurrection, it will happen. For instance, somebody's car is stolen. Resurrection does not mean that as you declare, they will bring down that same car. It can happen like that. God gives him body as he feels. God might not let them bring the same car, but 2-3 months after that, you are not only having cars, you are giving cars to people. When David was fasting and praying that that child should not die,
the one that Bathsheba gave birth to, when the child died, and the people will think, resurrection will mean that come back to life, and the child will come back to life. But he said, out of the ashes of that boy came Solomon. And the wisdom of Solomon, unquantifiable.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Never preempt God. Because if you have expectation, and you are disappointed, if God comes in another way, you'll feel disappointed.
Praise God.
God bless you, Kwale. I appreciate them. You can have your seat. God bless you. For those who are watching, those who are here, welcome to Household of David. People after God's heart. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. I want us to read from Romans chapter 4. It's a scripture we know very well, verse 17. Romans 4, 17. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, so, they are projecting today. Thank God. We will soon get another screen. Let me say, by the way, we believe that in this month of February, we are going to make a quantum leap. Where are we buying? No place has clicked fully. We are keep seeing things. But we know that this month something is happening. We are not going to negotiate that we pay half, because God makes all grace to abound towards us. So we, having what? Then we have abundance for... There's no place right now that we cannot buy. Somebody said that, did we keep billions? So when I just told now that God makes all grace to abound. It's on the ground of grace, on the strength of grace.
Now, because of what happened, now we want to buy anywhere. Hallelujah. In February, God will bless you like never before. Yeah. But just know that it's for the house. There are people, you won't believe it that some of you will give one, some of you will give billions. Yeah. You don't look like it now, but in 48 hours. Yeah. Hallelujah. Give me that scripture again. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. As it written, I have made thee a father of nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and caused the things that be not. I have made thee a father of nations before him, even God, who gives life to the dead. Maybe you can title this message this morning. I do always have titles. Giving life to a dead situation or calling light out of darkness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 will be the second scripture. On these two legs, we want to say some few things this morning. Remember that the Bible said that one of the attributes of God is that he gives life to the dead. And the Bible said, for God who commanded light to shine out of what? So God does not command light out of light. God commands light out of darkness. So Paul said that God, another attribute. So number one, he gives life to the dead. Number two, he loves to call light out of darkness. When God sees darkness, he does not talk about darkness, he calls light. In other words, inside every darkness there is light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Inside every darkness, this must have been the moment, and this is the warning that one time the Lord gave me, and I'm transferring to the church and everybody watching. Pay attention to the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you hear bad news. You are not defeated because of whatever has happened. You are defeated by your reaction or your statement after it. The latter part of this message, which I'll go to in a while, is the fact that the Bible also tells you how the same God gives light to the dead. That he does it by calling the things that be not. So God uses his word, like Jesus saying, Lazarus, come forth. So it is important that, see, I believe there are angels around. Because number one, if Acts 15:18 is true, that known unto God that all his works, that means God can never be caught unawares. Otherwise, he ceases to be God. Nothing catches him by surprise. Oh yeah. Is church responding this morning? Nothing catches him by surprise. If that is the case, you are the one that is surprised to see or to hear something. Something about somebody's child, something about all of a sudden somebody brings an announcement. That moment when they break the news to you, I believe there are angels around. Based on the word you'll be receiving, based on the knowledge of the word, it's exam time, like Dr. Egwele said that day. They want to see what will be your reaction. And two people in the Bible demonstrated, no wonder Jesus was called the Son of David, because I want to talk briefly about the two of them. Remember, the Bible has said that evil days will come. As a matter of fact, you are told to wear the old armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 because you'll be able to withstand the evil day. It will come. It is given to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe, but to suffer for his name. If you are listening to me or watching online, you are here and you're being told, you only sing praises when everything is fine. Your Christianity has a leg. This is why you see some Christians, when something happens, they want to backslide. Nobody has told them that there are moments. Ah, yeah. Paul said, the thing that has happened to me has turned to the furtherance of the gospel. Paul might have prayed about his incarceration. But if Paul did not go to jail, we would not be sitting there this morning. Because it was from prison he wrote epistles. and the epistles are in your hand right now. Let me tell you one thing. I want to talk about two things that when you do, anytime the devil strikes and that is your reaction, whatever he's doing will only turn to good for you. Can I hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the story of David? Remind me, I will come back to 1 Corinthians 15. As soon as they told that the child was sick, he began to pray. That is not a palatable experience. The only reason, that's why the art of Christianity is resurrection. The only reason why you should believe in Christ is because of resurrection. Because he said he would die and he will rise again. He did. That means every other word that he spoke, he will guarantee, they will come to pass. Resurrection is what proves to the whole world that God is not a man that should lie. And resurrection, Jesus went to the grave. The most terrible thing and the final destination of all wickedness, of all pain, when a pain comes to a human body, is to get the person to go to the grave. When a person is sick and is not treated, death is becoming to the person. And as a child is born, he begins to race towards race. At the end of the day, the greatest doom, the greatest damage, the end result is death. And Jesus conquered death to prove a point that in Christ, resurrection is possible. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? That gate was not opened in old covenants. And as I began to say on Wednesday, even Elisha, who received double portion from Elijah, the anointing was so heavy on him. Yet when he died, no resurrection. He was thrown into a grave. And a soldier, months after, died. And they threw him inside the grave of Elisha, the soldier's body, bones touched Elisha's bone, and the soldier came back to life. But Elisha himself never resurrected. Because the resurrection was yet to appear. That person by that name or by that title. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that death reigned from Moses, Adam to Moses. Even Moses, who saw the glory of God and his face was shining, it got to a point. God told Moses, go to the mountain and die. So death reigned. But somebody. Hallelujah. Because none of them could conquer death. Because none of them could conquer Satan. Now, but resurrection, the process of death is painful. So David began to fast. Lord, save this child. And this morning, while praying, I know there are people watching. You have sat at home because you lost your husband, because you love your wife, and you have started asking questions. Where was God when he died? You lost a child. You lost a job. You prayed. Brother, if you did the two things I'm about to talk about, you would have turned the whole thing around because you were never forsaken by God, but you believed the lie of the devil that you were forsaken. You know, we see how Christians who get angry with God because you cannot see beyond a certain level. And this is the sweetest part of it. God will not tell you how resurrection will happen, but there is a guarantee it will happen. If you miss an opportunity and it's painful, do what I'm about to tell you now. Hallelujah. 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 How we worship you. You are the air I breathe. Oh Lord, you are. Are you with me? So finally, David fasted for 3 or 7 days. Then they told that the child died. The elders were so scared that nobody could tell him. Their reasoning was, one of them said, this was how they were reasoning the whole thing out. If while the child was alive, he did not eat for this, if we break the news to him, he will, but they did not know David. Our strength is in the name of the Lord. What pains the devil most is for him to throw an arrow, for God not to stop it, for the arrow to hit and land as nothing happened. For him to hit a man, and the man wakes up the next morning as if nothing happened. He has just wasted a bizarre. It is painful, very, very painful. Because at time to strike, the whole of hell we have to come together, strategize and plan. In the wisdom of God, he will stop some. In the wisdom of God, he will allow some to happen. When they happen, the man is still standing as if nothing happened. They have just wasted the arsenal.
Are you getting what I'm saying? But at times some Christians give an opportunity to glory. You get a report and you go down. Now, when they told David, he saw them whispering in the house. The child is dead. We can't tell him. If we tell him, he will kill himself. The child was sick alone. He was already dying. But then they told David that. So David said, sorry, all of you are whispering. What's going on? So everybody stood. And then it was the king. And he said, is the child dead? Yes, sir. The next reaction shocked them. David went to the bedroom to have his bath, and he took Gucci Perf. And he took iPhone selfie, and he went to household of David. We won't stop praising you. We won't stop praising you forever and ever. Forever. Onisha Iyano, you are the God of all some wonder. It's a testament of your power. My eyes have seen, my ears have seen. You know, the elders followed him to church. Then they did not worship. Their eyes were not on God. They were looking at David. When he finished worshiping, he got on and said, can I have... I don't know. Mention the food that your favorite. Kind of, and they set table. And David began to eat. All our patrons, they love food. Papa Isaac used food as a condition for blessing or not blessing. What a father. Somehow, at the end of the day, you know, when God came down and saw Abraham, Abraham offered God food and God ate it with the two angels. God didn't say we're fasting. Who will he fast to? I'm not saying fasting, no. We fast a lot. I'm just saying that. That day, as he was eating, the elders now sat down around him. As if they were looking at a ghost. They said, oh, yeah, sorry. Can we ask a question? You were sad when the child was sick. You were praying that God will heal the child. It didn't happen. The child died and you are rejoicing. And David told them, no wonder was called a man of Old Testament with the revelation of New Testament. He said, I will go on to meet him. He won't come to meet me. In order was somehow David believed in resurrection, that I will see that boy again. But little did he know that not only will you see him there, another person will come. Then the Bible said that Bathsheba, to have all other children, God didn't see anyone that the mantle will come over except Solomon. See, what produced Solomon was worship in pain. And there are two W's, worship and what? When they told David he worshipped, Lakizo Bradisi. In the case of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 11, what's your reaction when you hear the news? Any news that looks sad or bad? As soon as they told Jesus that the one you love is sick, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. When you respond that way, you see, it's not the situation. Inside that situation, Satan planted something there. The situation itself is not the death. It is what is inside. When you respond in worship, or you respond by the word of God, you will remove the death that is inside that situation. I remember one full gospel man that the old studio God burnt. He just went to man in the morning. They saw nothing but ashes. When the people that got to office, the secretary called him and they told him, he just sat on his bed for about 1 hour. And he said all he was, I sing because I'm a pain. I sing because I'm free. His eyes understand. You see, in my thinking at times, when they're acting movies in America, I don't know whether Lawrence or somebody or something, movies in America, when they want to do accident scene, they don't do that in Nigeria because There's poverty here. They use cars and they waste some cars, truly, for the movie. But see, the amount of money that will come from that movie can buy 10,000 of those cars. So that's why they will hit and escalate against the wall. Why? They must let it be real so that the film will sell. Is it in the wisdom of God? You are in a flat and you are attached to the flat. God has planned a city for you. Satan is planning to send a missile to the flats. See, never underestimate God's wisdom. He can stop the missile, but God has looked at it that anyway, their time has expired here. And that if this does not happen, they might even miss the city. So Satan is wondering why, in spite of all their prayers, his missile will hit them, hit the building. Then the building goes down. Then, in 2 months, the person is 100 times where he used to be. That is when the devil will see. Because all his mistakes are irrecoverable. Hiya. As Jesus was preaching, the Bible says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Satan's thinking was, this miracle worker, let's kill him, that the miracle will stop. But you see, as he killed, look at how many of us are here today. I just told you of Paul also. That day when they arrested Paul, I'm sure there was jubilation in hell. Because today, Paul will be in Pisgah, tomorrow in Antioch, day after in Galatia. And he was preaching, and Satan fell down. How to stop the gospel will be to arrest this man and lock him up. He did not know. God didn't tell Paul and God didn't tell Satan. But Paul from the prison wrote, said, rejoice. I say unto you again, rejoice. A prisoner asking free men, teaching free men. Yeah. Because God had seen a bit of that in Paul. Before the final arrest, he was first of all arrested. You remember when they locked him and Silas? That was a short time jailing. They were just there for a short time. But they began to praise God in the night. Paul had an understanding that any worshiper or anyone whose response to any situation is, it is written, can never lose in life. So Paul just began to rejoice. Now, when Satan locked up Paul, as Agrippa or whichever one of them said, okay, bam, you go to jail. August was actually, because Paul went to Rome. It was in Rome that he finally sentenced. As he was there, the enemy started rejoicing. No more Paul to go to Galatia. No more Paul to go. But he did not know that God had a bigger plan. As Paul sat down in the prison there, he took his pen and his Bible. That is why you know my God shall supply all my needs. If he did not go to prison, he wouldn't write it. That's why you know greater is it that is in you. I just quoted Romans today. God who gives life to the dead, he wrote all those things from prison. The day Satan saw the letter going around cities, then he will say, if I know, I should have let this man die without writing all these things. When Jesus rose from the dead, within a few years, the church in Jerusalem became 120,000 members. Ephesus church, according to record, grew to 20,000 people, pastored by Timothy, who was a teenager then. That was why Paul wrote him that let no man despise your youth. He was a young man. When Satan saw, and you know what? As he's seeing all of you this morning, it's a regret that he cannot recover from. God is going to turn it around. But two things on your part. Going to worship. Can you hear that your name is not there? I say, Father, I bless your name. And go back home singing. Say, what I said, they remove my name from the list. People will think you are crazy. That place, God will provide something far bigger and greater. Can a lady say no to you and you begin to rejoice? We won't stop praising you. What happened? She said no. Forever and ever. As your friends see you out there, they think that you are coming because you receive yes. So they are already singing with you. They say, finally, what did she say? So she said no. They become disappointed. You are singing. Yes, because they cannot see. Because a few months after that, you will thank God that one said no. Because something else is real. You are like, what was I thinking? For whatever. It is also the reason why we cannot beg men and worship men. The one that we worship is able to turn everything around. If you are watching me, I don't know whether you are reading that level, you have made up your mind that you can't sorrow anymore. Paul began to write for people who have lost loved ones. He said, don't sorrow like the people in the world. He said, because there is resurrection. The process of death is painful. And I'll just read the scripture and I'll close here. In 1 Corinthians 15, from around verse 42, Paul began to say, why people fear death? It's painful. The process. So, I do have an office again. The process. But those who see the end. Yeah. Now, I have to change the one room there now. It's wonderful. Enjoy all of it. Now, let's read. 1 Corinthians 15, 42. Are you with me? Is somebody hearing me? Hope won't come to your house. I have even been to people's homes, sir, that the mom died. How old the mom? 82. And they were still crying like somebody. And for 5 weeks, not in church. Ah, mommy, Lord. Ah, Lord. He didn't say she will go. He has already said that all of us will go one day. So there's no need for special announcement about your own. So he wants angel to come and announce you specially. Everybody goes one day or the other. Are you with me? And when you see these things, what is happening to the Christian? No. Our knowledge of resurrection puts us over. Now, 1 Corinthians, so is the resurrection from the dead. Now, this is the problem. It is sown in corruption. But how is it raised? The building that is coming. Next one. It is sown in what? It's a kind of dishonor-like experience. Your car is gone and now you are walking. It is sown in dishonor. But the Bible says, it is raised in glory. It is sown in what? Weakness. But it is raised. Next verse. It is sown natural body. There is something that transcends human explanation. You see, the church is not the building. Sometimes, what is happening in the church as a global church, general church, and as a local assembly begins to happen in the lives of the members. Some of the experiences that many of you will have in February, encounters with the goodness of God, because what I see is great acceleration. Yeah. February alone, many of you will experience God's blessing that 24 months put together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Think for a while what went through Satan's mind as men of God, one after the other, as they were showing up at that meeting. Even the people that were not invited. If you were the devil, how would you feel? Even people that were not close. I have received calls on Tuesday. We had the privilege of seeing Pastor Adeboye, myself and my wife, for about 15 minutes. I've been dreaming that which day will I meet this man again. Got to meet him. But you see, I said, oh, fire made it happen. And as we're going to his office, that way they go called. I didn't even know. I was in the hands-free at the car. I said, my boy, who is calling? And he just smiled a little. I just said that. I said, Papa, he just said yes. Now, Pastor Tunde Bakare sent us a word of prayer. He called the day after and he began to pray. They told me that Bishop Mike, Daddy Mike, sent a message to even sent a check on Friday. Dr. Felix Omobude. I'm a small boy. You begin to wonder. There is a Yoruba adage that says that when a banana tree takes or lifts up his hand, he uses it to beat itself. Hopefully, one day Satan will learn to leave Christian alone. Hopefully. They were not multiplying in Egypt until they began to persecute them. The Bible said the more they were persecuting them, the more they were multiplying. Check anywhere Christians are persecuted in the world, they become more serious and the power of God begins to flow more. It's as if all lackadaisical attitude disappears. In fact, at times we need persecution to wake up. But when we are too comfortable, like in Lagos, then we begin to teach nonsense. That's when you begin to hear that a Christian cannot sin, and whatever you do is correct. It's too much of comfort. Where they are cutting Christians' head, you don't hear all the funny doctrines there. There's only one doctrine. Jesus are the central thing. Because you go to church, you are not sure you are coming back home. Is that when you begin to teach and start saying some Hebrew Greek to defend fornication? Where there is comfort, that's where we begin to see all those nonsense. That's where we gossip and fight ourselves. That's why we put denomination above any other thing. If they have burned 50 churches over now and they've killed a lot of pastors and the rest of you don't know what will happen, but you're still following Jesus, denomination will be the last thing on your mind. But see, when we are comfortable, then we begin to fight. It is too much comfort. Hallelujah. We won't stop praising you. Stop loving you. Forever and ever. Forever. I want to read the scripture Pastor Bakari sent. I honor him so much for the grace of God upon him and for what God has used him to do in this nation. You might not have known Pastor Bakari much. Maybe what you know about him is that he contested. Maybe you don't even like him. There are people who have laid foundation and there are voices in the nation. He came to Abeokuta many years ago and defeated the idol worship. That is why when some Christians are doubting the power of God, honestly speaking, it is because we are in Lagos. Butter and biscuit Christian, you are in Lagos. Your church has AC. And you take selfie in church. That's why. Those who live in villages where you see spirits. There's a brother here, where he's sound. Spirit they pass. The leg will be turned up back. That's how you know spirit for human being. They are pair of man, but if you look at their leg, the people in the village are okay with spirit walking among them. So how they will know that this one is a real man, this one is a spirit, that the spirits have their leg turned on backward. And when you want to say, they will say it in a TV, don't look at my leg. Instead, this I couldn't come out. When you're in that kind of village, you come and say, is there God? Say there's no God. But see, when you are in Lagos and you just AC, Sada, you just say some things. When Pastor Bakari came to Abeokuta, the idol worshippers came for him publicly. You want to talk of thunderstorm and rain? And you see mob coming with charms rolling towards a man. And he stood his ground and mesmerized all of them. Everyone that was at that crusade, including the Alake then, understood that see, power be. You won't doubt God's power. But see, if you have been in the church and you say, let's just look at Hebrew Greek today. The Hebrew Greek of power is dunamai, and everything. That's all you know. You know, you can go out. At least when we're serving and before we start, God allowed us also to witness some things. I don't know whether you've been beaten with chance before. You know, some of us, they've thrown chance at us before. See, that's why you know you are in Lagos. So some of us, it's impossible to attain that. Maybe this thing. No, except you want to be ungrateful to God. When you have seen the naked power of God, you can't doubt it anymore. Anymore. Hallelujah. I was in a meeting when we were in secondary school. I remember very well. I told them, because some of my friends called me a liar, so I just had to keep quiet about it. The guy is a doctor in Canada now. She's probably watching now. Where we used to show Mount Zion film in secondary school. After examination, we'll borrow TV and show it, and then we start doing deliverance. And because those demons, no, Mount Zion, they've changed. Those days, that when they used to show Satan in their film. You remember those days? Where the now the films are not like God bless them, it's wonderful. I'm just saying those days. And then I'm gonna read Perilous Times in the issue. And so we will show them, and then we'll start praying for people. I remember that day very well. 1994. I was a junior. 1994, I remember on secondary school then. They were about to show Nigeria was playing Tunisia, that it was Tunisia 94. We're even concerned that maybe some people will not come for the film show we had announced. So there was no light. And people were praying, Lord, let them call. There was no generator. You see, when there's no alternative, you hold on to God. In those days, you will use faith for gen. Faith for everything. Because faith was the only thing. So, of course, God is, if you can afford gen now, you are saying faith, you are foolish. But if you can't afford it, you have to add. As we're standing there, there was no light, and it was 4:05. And a few people were already in the hall, and some were leaving. And people were praying, oh God, let them. And I remember this brother, this doctor, I'm talking, just step forward. In a group, I will never forget the tone and the prayer direction. He said, Lord, we will not beg you to do your work. We are here to win souls and we need light. So I command light. I stand before God's people. As he said, I command light. The light came. That was not the surprising thing. The film was watched for 2 hours and went back home. Some of my friends that came in and left in between, they went to the house master in the hostel. He had a small generator. They pull it, was not working. So all of them jumped fence. You know, some of the windows there to go and watch Nigeria, Tunisia outside the school in a place where there was a generator. So the following day, I was telling them that you guys should have waited though. That actually they brought the light back when somebody prayed and that we showed the film. They said I was lying. There was no light anywhere in school except that place where they were showing film. When I saw the sincerity of their unbelief, because they were telling me that, they said even the house master met them where they sneak out to watch ball. He could not arrest, they had to sat down there. Because there was no light and everybody wanted to watch the match. They said that till about 11 p.m. in that day, there was no light anywhere. I just kept quiet. But at least me and over 100 people watch film for 2 hours inside the same school premises. That means when that guy prayed, there was a super. If all of us there were there, it would be impossible to come out and say, this thing is not for where. Is somebody blessed this morning? The grace of God is at work in your life. Let me read this and we close. It's just a passage that Isaiah should read. He said, read it to the people. 1 Kings chapter 8. Hallelujah. Emasia mandere kuria manda. Lebo kuzele mandere abaku selema. As how many of you like this place? Let me see, you like this place? Oh, you want mercy seat? But it's a blessing being here, right? This is a beautiful place. Hallelujah. I believe so much in a word, in the word spoken by this man of God. From verse 56. 1 Kings 8 from verse 56. Please, if you need to say amen, say it very well. Blessed be the Lord that are giving rest unto his people, household of David. Yeah. According to all that he promised.
there had not failed one of the word of all his good promise,
Amen.
Which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Amen.
Now, by the hand of scripture, the Lord our God be with us.
Amen.
As he was with our fathers.
Amen.
All the men of God who have stood on this altar, they are our fathers. From Pastor Bakari to everyone that ministered to him himself. Let him not leave us,
Amen.
Nor forsake us,
Amen.
That he may incline our hearts unto him,
Amen.
To walk in all his ways,
Amen.
To keep his commandments,
Amen.
And his statutes,
Amen.
And his judgments,
Amen.
Which he commanded our fathers.
Amen.
Let this my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night,
Amen.
That he maintain the cause of his servant, household of David,
Amen.
And cause his people, household of David, at all times,
Amen.
As the matter shall require,
Amen.
That all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God,
Amen.
And there is none else.
Amen.
Let your act therefore be perfect with the Lord our God. That's a word to us. To walk in his statutes, to keep his commandments as at this day. Shout amen.
Amen.
Oh, they projected for Easter of verse 61, but they put verse 62, that is good. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. Next verse. The prayer stops 61, but they just put this one. Solomon offered a sacrifice, peace offering. Let's stop here. Hallelujah. Whatever is needed for anything we want to do, we have it this February.
Amen.
Lift up your hand, everybody. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, use me as a vessel. Pass it through me, and I will faithfully give. So all through February, we are all giving as we are led by the Spirit. Is somebody happy to hear that? Because of grace, whatever we are doing in February, we go beyond what we have done in the last 6 months put together.
Amen.
Shout a living amen.
Amen.
Let's rise. Is somebody blessed this morning?
Yes, sir.
God is good. God is good. Wonderful Lord Jesus. Let's just again rejoice and give him praise. Just give him praise. I believe in resurrection. Oh, glory to God. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent, we bow before. Glorious,
glorious God,
you are the
beautiful King,
oh,
excellent.
Hallelujah. I feel like saying that in 1 minute, if you have had a challenge and you have broken down, you said some wrong things, or you have put up an attitude that did not reflect resurrection, in 1 minute, whatever you are, just pray. I just heard that in my spirit now. Because the Lord will still do wonders if you turn to him. Just say, Lord, I missed an opportunity to have worshiped, an opportunity to have spoken your word in my moment of pain. But I allow the pain to be magnified instead of magnifying you. You can pray right now. Whether you are watching me right now, I know I'm talking to somebody somewhere at home and somebody here. It's time to say, dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I did not think about resurrection. I did not think about your power to turn any evil to good. So I complain. Glorious God. Just pray. Ask for visitation. Ask for mercy. In his mercy, he can make every wrong thing right. Mercy, Lord. Any opportunity I have missed by my action or by my word, let it be brought back to me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When Ishmael was dying, and the mother, Hagar, could not look at the child, she went to put the child down, and she went to sit down under the tree, sorrowing. An angel corrected that. He said, go and pick up that child in your hand. Raise up the child. Then I will bless the child and make it a great nation. What to lay aside complaining cannot be multiplied. But if you lift it up in thanksgiving, like Jesus lifted up the 5 loaves, you must always lift up the situation. She thought that Ishmael was dying. And the angel thought that Ishmael will truly die only if you don't lift up Ishmael. Whatever is insufficient, whatever is causing pain, I know a pastor that you all know, but I don't want to mention name, whose child was wayward. And now the same child is blessing the whole world. He said, I never cease to give thanks about this child. Whatever you lift up in thanksgiving, whatever death is in that situation is removed. Life is replaced. Death is replaced with life. And immediately, it begins to produce results. There are people listening to me and those who are watching at home now. Go back and pick what you have laid down in complaint and lift it up in thanksgiving and give praise. Is it your job? Is it your business? Is it a family member, your family, your body, whatever that you complain bitterly about? It's time to lift it up in thanksgiving. And the spirit, the power of resurrection will come upon it. And he that raised Christ from the dead will also raise this in a fashion that he wants it to be. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for helping us to be doers and not hearers only. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together if you have been blessed this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.